I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen.
Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. And there's something about St. Cloud, Minnesota. It's like one of those hot spots in the world that just produces diamonds, crowns, Royal Crown diamonds. This is Stephen and Lula Schiller from St. Cloud, Minnesota, Royal Crown Diamonds. Say hello, folks.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you so much for joining me and providing inspiration and belief and phenomenal stories for people that want to believe they can get to diamond and above. You're all providing an extraordinary service. And before we went live, got a little tiny bit of a story that I want to start by you sharing with us, because your sponsor is a couple that is highly influential in Kimmy and I joining Young Living. And that's Scott and Brenda Schuler. So would you tell us the story about how you got introduced to Young Living and what your relationship was with them?
Yes, I definitely.
Actually, I used to own an insurance agency in town, and Brenda and Scott were clients of mine. I happened to help Scott with insurance to start his commercial business. And so most of my dealings were with Scott, and I was talking to Brenda one day about their personal insurance, and she said, "Hey, I need to enroll one more person to win this trip to Ireland. Would you be willing to do it?" And me being very yellow, said, "Sure. What do you need?" So I gave her like five pieces of information and said, "Is that all you need?" And she's like, "Yep." And I said, "Okay, thanks." And she said, "When you get your kit, let me know." It came to the office, and I brought it home, and I said, "Hey, honey, we're now Young Living distributors." And she said, "What's that?" And I said, "Well, they're oils, and they're good for health. They're good for everything." And
that's what you said. They're good for everything.
And she said, and she said, "Okay."
Yeah. So that was the start. And I just want to say, you know, because we didn't know anything about the oils, so I got this little box. Back in 2011, so that's long, long ago, no diffuser in the kit. And I didn't know what to do. So guess what I did? I put that box in a drawer and it stayed there for like 2 months. I didn't even open one bottle. And of course, one day, you know, something happened and we have a son who's 10, but he was a year old. And all I could think of was like, oh, I got these box of oils, and they told me they're good for everything. So I went to the box, grabbed an oil with no clue of what I was going to use. I apply it, and I had my wow moment. And from that moment, I was like, okay, so Stephen, who sold you this?
Yeah, I was one of those aggressive, who sold you this? And so I did my little, like, you know, as us men do, kind of like backed up and said, Brenda, I'll get a hold of Brenda and have her come to the house. And so I called Brenda and said, you need to come talk to my wife. And so she came to the house, and it created another wow moment for my wife. And her being a college professor by trade, she started to study and started to learn. And that kind of how the whole process started. And I said, maybe you can teach about this. And she said, I'd be more.
Just return a little bit. Okay. So I'm from Mexico, and you know, I'm married to Steven. So I came to live to Minnesota. And of course I left everything behind, you know, my job, my family, my friends, my everything.
It was just moving from Mexico to Minnesota. Yeah. No big deal.
That's it.
Oh, there's a lot of people that do that.
Yeah, but I was actually, back then, I was looking for a job. So I applied in universities and different colleges around town because I wanted to continue educating and being a teacher, but I didn't find anything. And I tell myself, I don't know if it was because it wasn't the right moment. I don't know if it was because I was Mexican. Whatever the reason, I didn't find a job. But I had these bottles in my life. And they, I mean, by then we have been using them for like a year, just sharing occasionally, you know, my mom, my sister, my brother, and stuff like that. And that's when Stephen came and said, you know, Lula, why don't you teach? If you love to teach and you love these products and you've been using them and having experiences, why don't you teach about them? And that's, of course, I said that, yeah, you're right. You know, but I do speak English, but I will feel more comfortable in Spanish. So that's when everything started, like, okay, let's find out how Mexico is. And so, yeah, so.
So she left. So basically that year, she left for Mexico and was there for 8 days. And
With Brenda.
Mm-hmm. And I saw her that she enrolled 20 people. And I was just like, oh, this is really neat. And then she went back again for another 8 days and enrolled 40 people. And I was like, oh, my goodness, we might have something here. So I'm already thinking that, you know, 8 days is not enough. She comes home, pick her up at the airport, and she's like, you know, 8 days is not enough. And I said, okay, how about 30? So her next trip was 30 days. And that year she spent 127 days in Mexico. And that's how Mexico really, in an essence, started. I mean, it was open, but they only had one employee, and there was no office, no experience center, no warehouse, no employees. There was really nothing. And that's how it all started. And the rest is kind of is history. Yeah.
People ask often as they think about international markets. So in listening to that, Stephen, one might think, well, the way I would open an international market is I need to go there for 8 days and then 10 days and then 30 days and then half of a year. Au contraire, what you need to do is look for somebody in your local community.
Yes.
Right? That totally knows the community in that country. You don't want to go there unless you're like Lula and you have family and friends and connections there.
Exactly.
So what percentage of the Mexican market do you think you own at this point?
Now it's more diversified, but there was 70, a time, probably 70%.
70%. There was a time when we had about 99%, and now it's probably more at about 70%.
I opened the door for people growing all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is that, and people forget that, that people know people from all over. So the thing is that, you know, we move from place to place, and we forget sometimes. We think that our market is just only our back door. But the thing is that when you start learning where people are from and where they've lived and stuff like that, it really opens up a lot more doors, especially whether it be in another community or another state or even another country.
Yeah. So tell me this. Did either of you have to struggle at all with accepting, embracing, falling in love with the network marketing model?
You're talking to her. So, of course, I mean, I will have to say, back in the day when I lived in Mexico, I was invited to, I don't know exactly how many, but, you know, to meetings where you'll go there and, of course, you know the story, the circles, and you have to enroll and da-da-da. And for me, it was always like a no, that doesn't work. I don't want to be part of it. And seriously, and if I'm very honest, I didn't know Young Living was a network marketing company. I mean, all I knew, it was that Stephen brought oils. I had experiences. I loved the product. And probably the first time I got a check, I was like, why am I getting a check? I didn't know why. So I didn't know much
about it. I was just glad she got a check to help pay for the oils.
But right. I didn't know much. Of course, I did not have experience before. And it was not that I embraced it right away. It was a process. It was a process for me. It was more about the product and loving the product and talking about how, you know, your life can transform and be better and have wellness. And if I'm honest, I had fear of saying, you know, this is a business. And I tell my team nowadays, that was probably my one of many mistakes that I did, because if I go back and if I think again, like if I go start again, I'm like, you know, your living can be whatever you want it to be. It can be your lifestyle. It can be, you know, I'm so in love that I want some products for free, or I want to start a business and have an extra income. But I shush my mouth. And I was just like, you know, lifestyle. And this can just like make you so happy. And I was waiting for anybody in the team to raise their hand and say like, hey, I'm interested in doing this as a business. But it wasn't something that I wasn't pursuing. So yeah, it was very hard for me.
It's even a change today. It's even a challenge today for a lot of people to start talking about the opportunity, because we've been such a product driven company that we forget that it's a legitimate business.
And then people have, you know, preconceived ideas of what it is. They don't really understand what network marketing is. They don't understand the model. I mean, we didn't understand it. We had to go through the process of, you know, learning about it, understanding the model and believing in the model that it actually works. But I think what is key is to find the company and the products that you connect with, that it will make it so easy to share also the business opportunity. So, you know, I love your book. I will never remember when Brenda gave me that book and said, you have to read this. And I said, okay, I'm going to read it. You know, I have it in English. I have it in Spanish.
Before your career.
Yeah. And of course, I read GoPro, and I started learning about, you know, Eric and his trainings and going to events and just trying to understand more, that although I love the product, there needs to be a balance between product and business. And we cannot just be like, you know, all yes. This product and this is not so important. So yeah, it was hard, believe me. It was.
It's even today we talk about, you know, do you want the 4-year career or do you want the 40-year career? And you know, I mean, I just talked about that just the other night, and it's so true, because, and she's right, when you live it, you know, the thing is that in the beginning the belief may not be there, but as you start to experience it, that belief needle starts to move.
Yeah. So speaking of it working, let's just analyze a little bit from a number standpoint how well it can work. So you got started in 2011.
Yeah, we enrolled there. Mm-hmm.
And you personally enrolled, according to my notes,
yep,
46 people.
Yep.
And you had 151 on your team in year one.
Yes.
And in year two, you personally enrolled 25 people. But by the end of year two, you had 1,800.
Yep.
So how is it that you only enrolled 70 or 80 people, but you got 1,800 on your team?
Well, you know, there's one thing that I learned from, I think I listened to it to Brenda once, and it was being simple. You know, what's easy, it duplicates. When you make it too hard for people, people will be afraid, and I cannot do what Lula is doing. I cannot do what Brenda is doing. So keep it simple, because simplicity will be duplicate. That word is so hard.
Duplicatable.
Thank you. So I think for me, even now, I keep things very simple. You know, I don't know if that's my teacher nature or what it is. That I embrace that concept of being very simple. I mean, when I started, I didn't have like a laptop and a presentation and going to your house and putting the projector. All I had was my box with my kit and not even a diffuser, because we didn't have a diffuser. And I just sat in your living room and I start talking about my experience, and that was it. And something that I do believe I do have is a lot of passion and enthusiasm when I'm talking and sharing about Young Living and how it changed our life. And I mean, people notice when you are honest, when you be transparent, when you have something that is so valuable that you just want them to enjoy and have that same experience that you're having. And I don't know, I remember saying to my girls in Mexico, hey, if I'm not there, it doesn't mean that you're not working. I mean, you cannot wait. Oh, when Lula comes, we're going to have classes. When Lula comes, we're going to do stuff. No. When I'm not there, you continue doing stuff. So I don't know if it was an advantage of not being there, so they have to move to do it. But you know, key piece for me and for our team is education. Is you got your kid, that's where when our job starts. What am I going to do with this kid? How am I going to use this product? I don't want them to have 2 months like I did with that box in a drawer because they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So
the numbers are crazy. Let me finish the numbers just in case somebody wants to sketch this out.
Yeah.
Year three, you personally enrolled 21 people, but your team grew to 6,272.
Mm-hmm.
Year four of your four-year career, you personally sponsored another 25. So you're up to about 130, 140 people total personally sponsored. But you have almost 12,000 on your team. And today, let's see if I have that number. How many people on your team total today?
Almost 160,000. In fact, we used to, I remember when we asked Brenda, so how many people do you have on your team? And she's like, I have like 20,000. And I was like, wow.
That was 20. Back in when we started.
Yeah, I was like 20,000. I would love to be at 20,000.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, right?
Now we grow at 20,000 a month.
Yeah. So in that part of Minnesota, do you two live on top of a high hill overlooking town and you look down the road and the only other home you can see is Scott and Brenda, who also live up on top of the hill?
No, we live in the flatlands.
Yeah.
So it's funny, but and you know, you look at how we've grown, it's funny because people talk about how difficult it is and even to operate in their own community. And it's like, we built a business internationally right from the start. So, you know, we were building a business thousands of miles away and, you know, with no resources, because, you know, you got to remember back then we didn't have Zoom calls and we didn't have video conferencing and
Spanish resources
and nothing in Spanish. And so the thing is that, so when we built everything, it was with no technology and everything from scratch.
Yeah. And people, you know, sometimes people will think, oh, well, the reason you grew so fast is you got on the wave of a new market. But the truth is, you actually created that wave yourself out of nothing. And if you think about the demographics, even of Mexico City, yes, there's a good, strong populace of well-to-do people there, but it's nothing like the United States, right? In terms of buying power and how many people are candidates for something like this and the tools that are not in English. And it's crazy, the handicap that you built under, mm-hmm. and what you built. And so just some more stats, folks. ER percentage, almost 37% of their team is on ER. I don't even know how you would really posture that conversation in Mexico. That's got to be way tougher than here. Can you tell us about that? Monthly sales of almost $8 million a month. Mm-hmm. Average PV per member, 156.
Yep. Yeah. I will say, you know, talking about the ER program, it's much better now. Much better. There was a time when we had 7%, 11%.
Because they actually were afraid to talk about it. And then there was another fear, you know, to talk about, to ask somebody to go on to do a monthly order. You know, I would sit with my male counterparts here in the States and they'd be sitting there talking and going, you know, amongst themselves. And it's like, what's your ER percentage? And to be like, oh, mine is like 45%. And what's funny is that I had to actually ask, so where did you even get that number from? Because I didn't even know where to get that number from. And then I looked at ours and I was like, oh, they're at like 45 and we're at like 9. And I was just like, what I did is I sat and ran the numbers and I said, what if we were at 45%? What would our numbers look like? And it's staggering when you start to do the math.
Yeah. So I will say, for those of you who are in countries that are, you know, different from the United States, that you might think that it's challenging because of the maybe the economic situation or whatever is going on in different places. It's very important that people can see the value of the product, of what they're getting. Because if you just go out there and say, you know, you need to spend whatever amount of money every month, but they don't see the value that the product brings to their life, they're just gonna think that's too expensive. No, thank you. But when they put value on it and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna, you know, start using these because it's gonna change I'm gonna have a free home, detox home, and it's gonna be, you know, more natural or whatever. So even with the starter kit, you know, people need to know the value that they have in this little box. So that they're like, oh my gosh, of course. I mean, I'll pay that and more if it's going to change my life in that way. So an ER for us was talking about it, not being afraid. I seriously, our team used to use that not commitment of not being on ER as an advantage of Young Living. So when they switch, you know, the mindset like, okay, let's not talk about it's an advantage because it's the only company in network marketing that won't put you in that spot like you have to be. Like, let's change the language to that this is why you need to be on ER, because of your lifestyle with the products. Then people started changing their conversations and you could see the ER going up. And at the same time, we come back to education. When you are educating people about the product, then they're like, oh, I want more. I got the oils, but what else can I have in my life to do it better? So
it's
been going up. Yeah.
And it's amazing because we actually started our own little mastermind group in March and we've been doing team coaching as well as individual coaching. And it's funny it's amazing when you take somebody's belief level and you increase it and then you see what the results are. And in one instance, we started talking about ER, and her ER percentage literally is right now just shy of 50%, and she's just thrilled and amazed at the transformation that has occurred in just 3 months. Her team, you know, she went from literally maybe about 13,000 in volume to 64,000 in volume in 3 months.
Yeah, pretty phenomenal. A really good study for Young Living, a metric study would be to show the average, like your average is 156 per person.
Yep.
The average PV for people that are on ER versus the average PV of people that aren't, I'll bet it's almost 100% increase. And so if you're a individual member and you want to know, well, why should I be on ER? Well, simple, because you're not going to get any of your team to get on ER if you're not on ER. I mean, you got to at least set the example.
Yep.
And then if you're on ER, you can talk about why you're on ER, and that would influence them to get on ER. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't seem like very important when you only have 10 people on your team. But whatever you establish as a culture with 10 people grows into the culture with 100 people, 1,000 people, and now that extra 100% volume,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about doubling your income, right? From 5 to 10 grand a month, 10 to 20 grand a month, 40 to 20 to 40 grand a month. And because you created a culture of ER, you're doubling the income of everybody on your team.
Yep.
Crazy not to do it. And there's another metric that I want to have you give us a crescendo of this interview on. So when I'm working with leaders in all companies, but a lot of the leaders in Young Living, I ask them to run this report, which I asked you to run for this interview, which is what percentage of your team personally enrolled somebody last month on ER? And then a second percentage, what percentage of your team personally enrolled somebody on ER each of the last 3 months? And the audience might find this almost unbelievable, but it's true, and you can see it in all the Road to Diamond metrics. 95% of the people who are experiencing no growth, the percentage of their team that personally enrolled somebody last month is about 2.5%. The percentage of their team that personally enrolled somebody each of the last 3 months, like consistently on ER, 0.5%. 1 out of 200 people. Wow. That's like hardly no one on your team is intentionally building a team. And your percentage of 5.6%, that extra 2.5%, that's the 20,000 people a month that are joining your team. That's the growth. And of course, we all have people that are falling off, right? There's always attrition.
Yep.
But you're probably adding a net 5,000 to 10,000 new net ER people a month because you have instilled a culture. I'm going to call it recruiting just for the purity of the distinction.
Yep.
Other people might call it sharing, enrollment, group hugs, whatever you want to call it. The concept of one Young Living member bringing somebody else to the party. How have you instilled that culture of duplication, of recruiting, of enrollment, so that your percentage is twice what most people's is?
Okay, so those numbers that you're talking about have been amazing during this year, especially ever since, you know, we are living this situation all over the world. And I do believe, because I see it, that a lot of people in our team saw an opportunity back in March, in April, in May. And if you add to that the silver bound bonus, it's just been exploding. I mean, I'm not very analytical, but he is. So he's the one that, you know, Lula, we need to look at the numbers. We need to look at the silver bound and how, you know, how, what the impact has been in the team. And when I saw that with my eyes, I was like, my goodness, what's going on in the team? And I even told the leaders, you need to do this exercise, because if your number is not jumping like crazy, there's something that you're not doing, or there's something that you're missing out. And so specifically this year has been amazing in the growth. And I believe it's people saw the opportunity. People now see that health is priority, and we have the best products out there that can help you to have wellness in your life. So, and I also, all the time, and I learned this from Brenda, because I will never forget this. She's like, you know, oh, I don't have more people to talk about. Who am I going to talk about? My family, my friends. I talk to everybody. And I will never forget her saying to me, you know, ask for a reference, go to your team. And they might not want to share, but they have somebody that they probably want to talk about the oils and talk about Young Living. They want to, you know, just share with them. So we ask them, you know, ask for references. If you think that you're done, hey, you got thousands of people under there. You have hundreds of people under there. And you always say too, like, you know, what will happen if, and you teach this when you're teaching the teams, what will happen if just each of them will bring one person? Just one person. So I don't know if you got anything else to
Well, you know, the thing is that a lot of times, you know, again, you know, with people, it's the fear of communicating. You know, I mean, you know, we're like, just like we're doing right now, you know, we're communicating, we're finding out things, we're gathering information, and, you know, and sometimes it's just about life in general, not necessarily about business, but, you know, people are so afraid to communicate and say, you know, how are you doing? What's going on in your life? Tell me what's going on. And because it's interesting what you learn. And with one of our members that I coach, she's a college professor, but, and I equate to, you know, what do you do for your students? You know, you ask questions and stuff like that. And she's like, yeah. I said, well, why don't you do that in your business? And what she found by just going to her people and just loving on them and communicating with them, she found out information that she never would have found out before. And she's actually, it's funny because when I coached her for the first time, she didn't smile. Now she smiles all the time because she's gathering information about her people. She's caring about them. She's learning about them. And, you know, because I say the only way that you can help your people grow is if you understand them, you know, who they are and where they come from and what their experiences have been and what is, you know, what are some of the things that are going on in their life that causes them to be in a situation that they're in. And, you know, and how can you be the support person? How can you be the person to come with solutions and possible new ideas? And I just have seen, I tell her now today, I said, you know, when I first got off the call with her, I said to Lula, I said, oh my gosh, I'm so drained. She just like drained me. Now when we talk, it's like, it's great. It's very uplifting. And it's amazing how you can just change somebody's perception just by communicating.
You guys sound like a great team. Lula's the ambassador and Steven's the coach.
Thank
operations.
You.
What a great team.
We have fun.
Well, I bet you do with 160,000 people on your team.
Occasionally she kicks me out of the office once in a while. But, you know, but we actually, it's funny because when we tell people that we office together, you're like, you do what? Your desks are next to each other in the same office? Oh, yeah. We could never do that. And it's, but, you know, you never know what you can do until you try.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, you two have an extraordinary story, and I'm so glad to learn it because Scott and Brenda, I met Brenda and Robin Mura 15 years ago. They were my first modern day introduction to Young Living, and they got one of the original four-year careers and used it extensively to build their Young Living business, and they've just become beautiful friends. So beautiful to meet you two. Thank you all for listening to another Road to Diamond interview. If you got inspiration, if you got some nuggets, if you got some training from this, share it with your team. If you know a diamond and above that I haven't interviewed yet, sell them on scheduling an interview, because I gotta go faster. They're rank advancing faster than I can track them down.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen and Lula. Beautiful interview.
Thank you, Richard. Have a great day, and thanks for having us.
Yeah, and enjoyed the time together.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthrurank.com. We'll see you there.